in your Bibles, turn to Proverbs 4, beginning at the first verse. Hear ye, children, the instruction of the father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Forsake you not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. Tonight I just want to talk about school. School. How many of you have ever been to school before?
Yeah.
I saw the frowns go across some of these faces when I said school. You know, in school, we go there as a small child, and usually it's not by choice. We go there because we're made to go. And when we get to school, we usually don't know anything except mommy and daddy and the things we've been taught since we were a baby. But as time goes on, we learn things. We learn to read, learn to write. And in school, we have teachers and students, homework, pop tests, quizzes, semester exams, final exams. How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And there are, of course, times when we have promotions. And that is a graduation day. And some people receive a diploma. Life is a school. We are put here not of our own free will, but we're put here with instructions to learn.
Amen.
And we are students, and God is the teacher.
Praise God.
Life is a school. When we look into the book, which is the Holy Bible, we receive our instructions from God. This is our textbook. And we read things like, Study, to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show thyself approved. It's a horrible feeling to go to school and the teacher says, we're going to have a pop test, and to come to the realization that you haven't studied.
Yes.
How many of you have ever done that? I have. Well, I said in class many a time, and the teacher said, close your books, children. And I thought, uh-oh. And she began to ask questions. Question number one. And I'd listen real close, and I'd get my pencil ready. Boy, I couldn't understand what she was asking about, because I didn't read my lesson. I didn't understand. So I just skipped that one. We go to question number two. And sometimes the teacher would say, now this is going to be true and false. And I thought, oh goody, I've got a 50% chance. So she would give us question number two, and I would mark down either true or false.
Yes.
Question number three, fill in the blanks. Uh-oh. And usually I would skip that one if I hadn't studied. But it was sure a good feeling when the teacher would say, all right, children, I'm going to let you grade your own papers. You know, I made my best grades when I graded my own paper. I did. A lot of times teachers would say, Johnny, what did you make? Oh, I'm age 60. Carl, what did you do? 80. Brendel, 100. As the teacher would read out the answers to us, I would fill in the blanks that I left out.
Yeah.
And the ones that I marked true that should have been false, I would rub out the L's and put in a, or the T and put in an L. And I passed a lot of tests that way. But you know, those tests didn't really count. And there came a day when the teacher took up the papers during our semester exams, and that's when the story was told.
Right.
And a lot of times, the teacher found out that I didn't study. And those hundreds that I made and the grade I made on my semester exams just didn't harmonize at all. A lot of times I got called into teacher's office. A lot of times I got kept in after school. The teacher said, "Now, what's the deal, Wren? You seem to be doing so well during the pop quizzes, and then here on the test you made an F." I'm not glad about those Fs that I used to make. I made some good grades, too. But there were times that the teacher would put a big ol' F on my paper, and I would go home. And as I remember, just about every time I would take a report card home, Dad and I had a business meeting. It was serious business. But you know, God is a teacher.
Yes.
And He teaches us, and He gives us the Word of God
right.
to live by. We go to school every day of our life, whether you like it or not.
Amen.
You're here to learn.
Right.
And many times God puts us to a test. He asks us questions. Sometimes He catches us when we're not quite ready. Sometimes we find out that we're not praying like we should. And when we get the feeling, are you living for God as you should? Sometimes we have to write on our papers, "No, I'm not living exactly as I should." And God tests us in so many ways.
Bless God.
But the blessing about it, He lets us grade our own papers. And He even gives us the answers. See, God gave us the Bible to study with.
Amen.
He gave us the Holy Word of God and left us instructions to study, to show ourselves approved. And sometimes it's hard for us to study. It's hard for us to pray. It's hard for us to do as we're supposed to do. It's a tiring thing. It's not always easy. Solomon said, "Much study is awareness to the flesh." And Paul said, "Study to be quiet." And to do your own business and to work with your own hands.
Praise.
Paul also said, "I would not have you ignorant."
Amen.
Have you ever seen anybody that just seemed to be completely ignorant? I used to teach school. I taught for a couple of years. We had an old boy in the school named Butch. And I would ask Butch questions, and I could always tell Butch hadn't prepared. And he'd say, "Boom." I said, "Butch, did you get your lesson?" "Butch, yes, sir." I said, "Okay, answer the question." He'd say, "Boom." I thought that was about the most ignorant fellow I ever saw in my life. And you know, old Butch was just about passed every year. I don't understand it, except the short time I got to teach old Butch, I kind of liked the fella. He was a likable guy. I felt sorry for him. But he just wouldn't study. He wouldn't get his lessons. But every time I'd sit down to grade Butch's papers, I would see answers, some of them left blank, some of them just not right, and he couldn't write very well, but I just didn't have a heart to give Butch an L. I don't think I ever failed Butch. And I think the other teachers did him that way, too. I gave him D minuses. And Butch passed from grade to grade to grade. Is that what you were? I guess that means dandy. But Jesus teaches us. He gives us tests. And the Bible says, "Study to show yourself approved." I remember when I was going to school, I sat in algebra class one day and I took a rubber band and a paper wad. And the teacher was teaching us and I shot the teacher. And the teacher didn't know who did it. At least I didn't think the teacher knew who did it. But as he stood up and put his hands behind him and started walking back and forth, he stopped and looked straight at me. And he said, "Rendell, did you do that?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Okay, Rendell, just raise your hand." I raised my hand. He said, "Keep it there till the bell rings." And the bell had just rung. We just started class. You ever try to hold your arm up for a solid hour? That's a tiring feeling. And I remember he said, "Now, children, we're going to have a pop test." And he started asking questions, and they started answering the questions. But when he would answer a real hard question, he would say, "I see we've got somebody back there with his hand up." That was so embarrassing. He would say, "Rendell, you must have the answer. I see your hand is in the air." I said, "No, sir." And I cried. The kids would look at me out of the corner of their eyes, sniff. That was really embarrassing. My arm got tired. He'd say, "Get that hand up." And I'd reach over and hold it. He'd say, "Get that hand off of your arm." And he'd say, "Now, here's another question." He'd ask it. Nobody knew the answer. He'd say, "Well, I see we've got somebody with his hand up." And that went on for a solid hour, and I didn't enjoy it a bit. But you know what? That was my punishment for not getting my lessons.
I see.
That was my punishment for not doing what I should do, and my punishment for shooting the teacher with a paper wad. See, I was a little bit mean in his class sometimes. And Jesus punishes us when we don't do as we should.
Sure
does. Did you know that? Many times God gives people a whipping. And I don't mind telling you, I've got a whipping in school, and I've received whippings from my parents, and I've received whippings from God. And in school, I remember how Mr. Brown used to make me bend over, and he took that big old paddle, and he would whip me. And he would say, "Rendell, this hurts me more than it does you." And I thought, "That's just what you think." I remember Daddy used to whip me, and he'd say, "Len, I'm doing this because I love you," and tears would come in his eyes. And I thought, "You sure not acting like it." But as I look back, I thank God for every whipping I ever got.
All right.
Because I realized that they were doing it for my good.
I see.
And I can look back and see times that I didn't exactly pass the test that God had for me to pass.
Oh, God.
And I would sit there and I'd fill in the answers and I would get them wrong. And God would whip me. He would chasten me. But Hebrews 12:5 says, "Despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons."
Right.
And I thank God for all the whippings I got. It has taught me to study. Yes. It has taught me to get down to business and read my Bible and get down and pray. And when there are problems I don't understand the answers to, sometimes I get to feeling like a teacher's pet because Jesus just walks along with me and he tells me the answers. When I don't know how to solve my own problems, he tells me what I can do. He tells me everything I need to know. And although sometimes I seem to be failing the test, I can turn to Jesus and I can say, "Lord, will you help me with this?"
Hallelujah.
And he starts helping me.
Right.
He starts filling in the answers. And it seems like he just teaches me as his pet. He puts his arm around me and he cares for me. And he loves me. He whips me when I do wrong. And he always takes me back and takes care of me.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God that he's that kind of a God.
Yes.
Solomon said, "The heart of the righteous studieth for an answer."
Right.
The heart of the righteous studieth for an answer. I loved music when I was in school. And I loved it so much when I got into the school band that I just let everything else go. Music was going to be my life. I just didn't care about arithmetic anymore. I did not care about geography. I did not care about history. I just loved music. And I loved it so much that I walked up to the band director one day and I said, "Listen, if you'll give me the keys to this band room, I'll come in every day after school and sweep the floors, and I'll mop the floors and keep the band room straight." And I did. I loved it that much. I would go in after school, and I would clean up that band room by myself, and usually I wouldn't get home till about 5 or 6 o'clock. Then when I would get home, I would grab my trombone right up to the church, and I'd play it for about an hour. And I'd go over to the organ and practice for about an hour, and over to the piano for about an hour. Sometimes I'd set the piano up by the organ, and I'd put a guitar down against my leg, and I'd put the trombone on top of the organ and strap an accordion onto my chest, and I sat there and had me a big time. Sometimes I didn't get home from there till 10 and 11 o'clock at night. And I loved music. I loved it so well that in my geometry class, I sat there and wrote music. And I would open books and read about great composers, and I would read about how to write music, how to compose music. Sometimes the teacher would catch me and she'd say, "Ren, you give me that." She'd take my books away. And it would aggravate me somewhat. But you see, I kind of went to extremes. And it showed up when it came testing time. It really did. And I remember how I dreaded taking that report card home. But I would take it home, Dad would look at it, and we would have our business meeting. And I'd go back determined to do better next time. And somehow I made it through school. But when I went on to college, I got called into the dean's office. He was sitting there looking at my record. And he said, "Randall, I just don't understand this." He said, "Evidently you've got a very low IQ, or you just haven't applied yourself at anything but music." Because I had C's and D's and a few F's, but everything that was musical, there was an A there. He said, "We're going to let you go to our college this first semester, but you're on probation." And the dean said, "If you don't make the grade that we require, you cannot go to school here." So I applied myself that semester, and I even made an A in English. I made good grades that whole first semester in college, about the best grades I ever made. And at the end of the semester, they decided to let me stay in school, and that did me so much good, I was glad. When I finally got to stay in school, I joined every musical organization in the college. I joined the choirs, I joined the bands, I wrote music for the bands, I sat in class and wrote music for the bands. At the end of that second semester, I sure had a lot of A's in music, but I didn't quite make it in the other subjects. Don't ask me what I made in the other subjects, but I'll tell you real quick. I made straight A's in music. And you know, it's something how that God looks down and He teaches us and He leads us. Sometimes His children get a little bit lopsided. They'll do real good in one subject, but they won't do real good in another. Sometimes people will say, "I really believe in God. Oh, I really believe in God. I believe. I looked at the Bible and it said, believe, and I believe. And my preacher told me if I would just believe that I would go to heaven. And I believe." But you watch the life and you can see they're not completely passing. They're passing the part where they're supposed to believe, maybe. But when you look at the other things they're doing, when they come to the test and they start answering the questions, you can see that they're not doing everything they're supposed to do.
Oh, God.
When it comes to obeying the Bible, you can ask them if they've repented and been baptized in Jesus' name, and they'll say, "No, I haven't. But I'm just as good as you are because I believe." But according to the Word of God, we have an assignment. We have an assignment to carry out in Acts 2:38. The assignment says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the promise is unto you and to your children. I'd like to give you a little pop quiz right now, and you can just answer the questions to yourself. I'd like to ask you three questions. Now, let's make it four questions. Have you repented of your sins? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Are you living for God?
Praise.
Now, those are four questions right now that you can just grade yourself. And if any one of those questions received a no answer, then you have failed this little quiz. But if you were able to put a yes in all the blanks just then,
hallelujah,
and everything's all right with you, but there's coming a day when you won't get to grade yourself. You won't get to grade your own papers. There's going to be a judge who will sit down and look at your test that you're taking. See, a trumpet's going to sound. And he will say, he will take your papers, and over on his left he'll be marking failed, failed, failed. And the stack will grow very high. But over on his right there will be papers passed, 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 passed. And the people who have passed the test will graduate into life eternal. And they'll have a crown of life for a diploma. But the people who fail the test will be thrown into the fire. So, it's important that you pass God's test. And He gave us instructions all through this Bible. One day He went up and talked to the multitude from a mountain, and He taught them, and He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. When He takes up the test, and He starts grading the papers, and He starts seeing if you have repented and been baptized in Jesus' name and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, and if you were living for God when the trumpets sound, when He does that, and when He says, it is finished, and when the children of God walk into life eternal, life everlasting, it's such a sad thought to think about what's going to happen to all of those papers that fail. And tonight I gave you a little pop test. It was just a little quiz. And you know what you made, you know if you passed, and you know if you failed. But very easily, God could be the one who gives you your next test.
Right.
And it could be your final exam.
Right.
And I would like to ask you a question. Will you be ready? There won't be any cheating then. You won't be able to grade your own papers. The psalmist wrote, promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up the other. Solomon wrote, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. But all the papers have been graded. There's going to be a roll call. God will pick up all the papers that have passed. All the people who have done their assignments. All the people who were prepared
and did what God told him to do in this book. And he's going to start calling names, one after another. And I'd like to ask you tonight, will he call your name? Will he call your name? Or will he throw your paper into the fire? Let's all stand tonight. And if you didn't pass the test, you can wipe the slate clean by repenting of your sin. You can take an eraser tonight. You can thank God as your eraser. No matter what you have on your test, no matter what you actually were, you can change them all to yes tonight. So right now, without hesitation.